This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 229 for Wednesday, January 17th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is in decline on Wednesday morning due to risk-off sentiment in crude oil. Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are both down, while European rapeseed is mixed. Crude oil is losing more than $1 US per barrel, despite tensions between the US and Houthi rebels from Yemen in the Red Sea region. The Canadian dollar is down less than 0.2 of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. The March canola contract is down $2.80 per ton at $627 even. In the U.S., corn and wheat are up, while soybeans are solidly in the red. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported corn exports for the week ended January 11th at more than 875,600 tons, down from 1.092 million in the previous week, but up from 780,000 one year ago. The USDA also announced a private sale of 126,700 tons of corn to Mexico on Tuesday. AgRural reported Brazil's first crop corn harvest at 5.1% complete, with Safrinha crop planting at 0.4%. Its estimate for total 2024 corn production is 114.1 million tons. The Rosario Grain Exchange projects Argentine corn production at a record 59 million tons. Algeria tendered for 160,000 tons of corn today for February shipment. The March corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.47. 1.264 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the weekend of January 11th, up from last week but down from the 2.192 million tons from a year ago. The U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association reported that 195.3 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in December, a new record and up 10% from last year. Soy oil stocks increased to 1.36 billion pounds. AgRural reported Brazil's soybean harvest at 2.3% complete as of January 11th, while Earth Daily Agro cut its Brazilian soybean crop projection by 5.2 million tons to 149.2 million. Capico estimated Paraguay's first crop soybean production at 9.5 million tons. The March soybean contract is down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.13. There were 234,200 tons of U.S. wheat shipped during the weekend of January 11th, less than 50% from the previous week and down 38% from one year ago. France Agrimaire reduced its soft wheat export estimate by 100,000 tons to 10.1 million. Wheat exports from France have been negatively affected by missile attacks by Houthi rebels on vessels in the Red Sea, as French grain ships have started to reroute to the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa. Japan is seeking 88,000 tons of U.S. or Canadian wheat in its weekly tender. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.92. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.04. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $6.91 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 17th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.